Haemin Lee was a Korean-American high school senior at Woodlawn High School in Baltimore County, Maryland, who disappeared on January 13, 1999. Her body was discovered 4 weeks later in Lincoln Park, and she had seemed to be strangled. Adnan Syed, her ex-boyfriend, was convicted in February 2000 of first-degree murder and given a life sentence plus 30 years. Syed insists he is innocent, and Syed's supporter Rabia Chaudhry says she can prove it, citing the autopsy, a lack of physical evidence against Syed, and an alternate suspect. Lee's murder initially only generated local interest and became the subject of the first season of the podcast Serial in 2014, which we're making an extension project of right now. And here's where we're going to begin with our story of Adnan Syed and Haemin Lee and our opinions and thoughts from our class in English that we took, and we're going to just basically go of an off-the-cuff look over of the case and just see what our general opinion is. And this is by Devin Cook, Trey Shanklin, and Jackson Carter.
Okay, so my opinion on the whole thing as a whole is Adnan. I think that he's guilty of the crime, but I don't think they have enough evidence to put him away for it. That's my thoughts. I think that he could have done it. I think that they didn't have enough evidence to put him away for it, so he can't be convicted of the crime.
My opinion on Adnan is he is completely innocent because they have no hard evidence going against him, and some of the timelines and stories just don't match up.
I think, which we're going to talk about in a later time, about Jay Wilds, who is the main reason Adnan's locked up right now, because he admitted that he helped with the murder, which I cannot see a reason as to why he would lie for, like, no apparent reason. But my general opinion of the case is, like, it's combined opinion of both y'all's, but, like, I think that he can't be really locked away for it, but at the same time, I think there's some substantial proof that could prove it otherwise, but I think we got the general gist of it. I think it's a really wishy-washy opinion. I think we've all had our shifts throughout the podcast.
Right.
I want to follow that up with Jay Wilds, who I mentioned in the last part. But Jay pretty much is this black male from Baltimore, Maryland, who most of his classmates described him as a Dennis Rodman figure, if you can figure that out from listening to the podcast. But pretty much, Jay just seems like a shady type figure. Most of the people say he was. I feel like we all had the same opinion, like he was just shady from the beginning. But I think that slowly changed for me. I think he's an honest person. He might just have been a little bit out there, but I don't think you can judge a person by that. What are your thoughts on that, Devin?
I think, like you were saying, Jay is like a different kind of person. He always was like an outcast from his group and just didn't fit in. Had his own style, and yeah.
Yeah, I go off of that. He didn't fit in. He had his own style, but he had his own friend group, and I think he was trustworthy. I think that he could lie, and he was in a bad group, so he did bad things. And like it mentioned in the podcast, if there's anything bad that was going to happen, they would call him to come to help. So that's why he kind of ties into this case in such an easy way.
Let's talk about Jay's and Adnan's relationship. My opinion is they weren't the closest of friends, but they were still there for each other. They smoked weed all the time, hung out sometimes, and pretty much hung around the same people. What are your thoughts on this, Jackson?
I can tell you, I wouldn't be doing, like, illegal stuff with people I wasn't close to. Like, honest to God. Like, I swear, like, I don't understand why they try and play it all off like they weren't friends, but you had to be some sort of buddies if you're giving them rides, yeah, running around, smoking pot. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand how he said he gave him his phone and his car. You can't just give someone your phone and your car
and then turn around and call him an acquaintance.
Yeah, like, we're not even really friends.
Like, yeah, right. I'm just going to leave him my phone and my car, but we're not friends.
Yeah.
It makes really no sense. I think that's a big kicker on that.
Yeah, and the whole friendship as a whole is confusing to me. I don't understand how they can be friends but then lie to each other. And now they both say that they were never friends, but hanging out that much and doing what they did together, and like Devin said, all their friends, they had the same friends. I don't know, it puzzles me.
Yeah. I just want to interject and talk for a minute and say, like, we're not going to go over every little detail of this case. We're just going to give a brief overview of what we think. And so we're just going to give you a brief, like we said earlier, we gave you a brief description of the case. Talked about Adnan and Jay's description of both, and they're pretty much the two main players in this whole entire thing. Because Jay is for the prosecution, and this is what the prosecution based their whole entire plan around. And then Adnan. And we're going to talk about the proof, the evidence, we're going to talk the big key evidences for both sides, the Asia witness, and that's about it. Other than that, I think that's just where we're going to end it off, and we're just going to speak pretty much on our opinions on what we think about that and such. So that's pretty much what we're doing here. We're not here to run down the whole entire case and just give you a summary. We're just giving our opinion on why, if the evidence is substantial. And we're going to talk about big evidence. There is some details left out about some evidence, such as maybe the stuff that was found around Heyman Lee's body that wasn't tested. And we're just not going to bring that up and such. That's just for example. We're going to talk about the big things like cell tower records and witnesses. So let's get started. All right, for the moment, I want to have us all have like a brief discussion about the cell towers and the timelines. And we're going to talk pretty much like how Jay's timeline may have not lined up completely with the cell tower records, but there were still points where it did like tie in. And Adnan has an unexplained call in there, which pretty much debunks anything he says. But what do you all think about the Adnan and Jay timeline cell tower relation?
I think it'd go either way with Adnan's side and Jay's side, but I'm thinking it's leaning towards Jay's side because his timelines that he's saying are lining up with the cell tower records a lot more, because that, just like you said, that call is a mystery and they don't know, and they what Adnan's saying doesn't really match up with that call in the timeline. You know, what Jay's saying, it does match up. And if I don't recall, did he say he did remember Jay having that call with somebody or talking to
It was that Nisha call. Yeah. The Nisha call, which didn't quite line up with Adnan's story because he tried to say that maybe Jay called her or butt dial or something. That's really weird. What do you think about it, Devin?
I'm leaning more toward Jay's side, just like Trey is, because it's matching up the timeline, and timeline and everything like that is everything.
And we have to bring up the fact that Jay did kind of, I guess you could say, quote-unquote, lie, because as soon as it happened, or he says they called a friend by the name of Chris. And Chris had described the story in a completely different way, tying in a pool house and all this stuff, and saying that Heyman Lee was murdered in a parking lot and rather than a Best Buy. And that's I feel like that leans more towards the true story. I feel like it lines up a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was two or three people said the pool house thing, and it lined up completely
more. Yeah, if it matches the timeline, it's it, man.
And just like it said with the... All right, let's talk about Asia.
Well, I think I want to start it off by like saying that Asia is the alibi witness for Adnan Syed, who claims she saw him at the library that day, which I fail to believe because she has gotten two classmates that have came forth and said that she believed in his innocence so much that she would lie to protect him. And I think that really just...
Yeah, I think that kind of ruins it.
It just ruins this debacle. Yeah. Like, it just completely debunks
her, her credibility in the case.
How are you going to trust what she says when it's a whole he said she said situation? Like, there's no physical evidence, so we have to depend on these people, and we have these two people. This is not one person, these are two people coming forth and saying that she said that. Like, what do you think, Devin, about that?
I'm thinking just like you're saying, if she was gonna have her, or she had the people in her class say that she was willing to lie for Adon's innocence, then it's not credible.
I feel like it's not, because like, you can't, I know we're depending on a lot of he said she said, but this she said or he said from the two people who are trying to debunk her.
I feel like in a case like this, you gotta have have 100%.
You got
accuracy.
To have like
no mistakes.
Yeah, you gotta have facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna continue off that, I guess.
Let's talk about what went on at Kathy's house.
All right, so pretty much Adnan had acted kind of strange, and I think after I'd murdered somebody, I acted pretty strange too. Then again, they were high, and he was at a somewhat stranger's house. They were, like, acquainted. But yeah, him and Jay were there after the burning body. It's a real big mystery.
Yeah, I thought it was real mysterious and confusing, because she says that he was acting odd, but she doesn't really know him enough to know if he was acting odd. And he was on the phone with somebody saying, "What do I do? What do I do?" But Who is that he was on the phone with? We don't know.
Again, it's another he said, she said thing. It's kind of
Wolf
weird.
Wolf Cassie misunderstood him. Wolf, something else was going on.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really mysterious.
Strange stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so last and final thing we're going to talk about for the defense side, which it's not really for the defense side, kind of ruined the defense, is Christina Gutierrez and how she pretty much botched his case and did not use Ayla ever. Asia as an alibi witness, but I really don't know what the gist of that is. I want to know what she was thinking. I wonder if she purposely botched this or such.
I want to know what her mindset was. I want to know, like you said, if she did it on purpose. I want to know if what her mindset was and what her thinking was going through the case. I want to know, like, what was her strategy of, like, wanting or how to approach his case and what we need to do.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, Trey saying... What was her strategy? What was her mindset of how she was going to help out this case?
Yeah.
or even if she wanted to help out this case.
Actually, I want to add in one more thing, and I want to know, during the cop recordings, Jay had multiple pauses in there where they would stop the tape, and I feel like he was coached or something. I feel like Jay's original timeline was altered. The one he told about the pool house was altered, and I feel like it ruined his case. Like, if he had just had the pool house timeline, I feel like he'd had not unlocked.
I feel like every single timeline in this case has been altered.
Yeah,
some
I feel like
way.
Something yep. has happened to everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
They're either missing a detail. I think Adnan has an advantage because he had school that day and can base his timeline after a 3 o'clock period. Yeah, I think Jay just like maybe would work this day. Actually, I think he was off this day.
He was off that day.
He had nothing to base this off. He could have woke up at 12 o'clock and thought he woke up at 2.
Yeah, that is kind of a mystery because Adnan had a good timeline. He was at school, but Jay, all they mentioned about him is he got the car.
The funny thing is Adnan cannot account for 20 minutes, and that's why he's in jail right now.
Yeah, I mean, but no, Jay had the timeline of going to get a present
and
for
Jay,
his girlfriend.
And Jay had... They had that 20-minute period in there, and Jay could explain it, and Adnan could not. Hence why I think this lined up. But I think we got it pretty much good of the case. I think we can all close up and say what... So we're just going to give our final opinion, and I think we'll be done for...
Yeah.
It's been good. Yep. Though we had a brief overview, and our opinions were stated at the beginning, like, what do y'all think? How should we clean this up?
You know, I'm not too sure exactly. I think that we should mention that the case isn't exactly figured out yet. That they are having a retrial.
Yeah, that's been new.
And we still don't know if he's gonna go back to jail or he's gonna be released because there's still not enough evidence.
On either side, I feel like, and the reason he's getting this retrial is because he had insignificant help with Christina Gutierrez, like we talked about earlier. And I'm really happy to see that. But then again, at the end of the day, I think he did it. I think he's the only one who had a motive. We've always been wishy-washy on this.
Yeah.
But diving deeper would be
the whole entire story.
I would like to dig deeper and just see who his lawyer is going to be and her past.
Right. I just want to see everything and just see how it turns out. I think it's been a good case. It's been fun in class, too.
Oh, yeah.
It has been. It's been a good time. So I think we're going to clean up there. That's our opinions on serial. That's the evidence, which we just had to state through. And this is what we're bringing forth. Things that might have been it wouldn't work out for Adnan, and things that worked for Jay, I think mainly was our goal in that. And we're just trying to say then there's so much more detail to this. If you've already listened to the podcast,
we're just scratching the surface.
We're scratching barely the tip of this iceberg, and I'm telling you, you need to listen to this podcast. It's been great. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.